Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm at the Polka Dot Tail in Syracuse, and you guys are celebrating your six-month anniversary.
We are. The 24th will be our 6 months open. We opened August 24th of 2024. So we've been here just almost 6 months, but we're going to celebrate it this weekend. So
yeah. And Marlene, can you tell me a little bit about Polka Dot Tail and what inspired you to open it?
So ultimately, a combination of things, but myself, our household, we were clean eaters and had detoxed from all chemical, pharmaceutical things that were dragging us down a little bit. Mm-hmm. We lived that way until, unfortunately, COVID changed a lot. And we kind of started going back towards more unclean choices, more over-the-counter things and prescriptions and things that led back to some severe health issues and wanted to clean those up, get back more clean. We also started getting grandbabies and we didn't want to give them all the synthetic dyes and all right. the toxins in their products. Yep. So the combination of having a struggle of finding those things and seeing a greater need for education was our inspiration for starting the store.
That's awesome. So this is a very unique shop, but if you had to tell people kind of what makes the Polka Dot Tail unique compared to other shops in the area, what would you say?
We're very customer led, meaning we want you to be very open with us about what you'd like to see us grow in the areas of, what your personal needs are. We want you to feel a safe space here, but we also take pride in finding the best product that we can offer you mm-hmm. by doing a lot of deep research and product testing ourselves to make sure that we would give it to our own family before we would serve it to yours.
That's awesome. So, mm-hmm. so many people want to sell what you want to sell, but you sell what your customers ask for and need.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. I could fill these shelves with things all day that I want. But it doesn't make it a business to do that. That's just me shopping.
Well, that's awesome.
This is about providing you what you can't find other places.
Well, that's awesome. And I love your motto, a splash of better. What does that mean for your customers?
Sure. So there's no way to have perfection in everything we do, but we want to be able to offer you the best that we can or a better choice than what's typically out there. Mm-hmm. So the motto kind of stemmed from our name, which is mm-hmm. the Polka Dot Tail based right. on a whale. And so the splash of better just went with that theme
yeah.
as well as being here in Syracuse and the lakes and sure. all that. So that's where that comes from. We can't give you the, you know, nothing is perfect, but we can definitely add a splash of better to everybody's life.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I love your logo. Now in the 6 months that you've been open, what's the journey been like for you so far?
It's been quite an adventure. It's been, a huge blessing. God opened this opportunity and we just didn't know where to go with it. We just followed the lead and we just are like every day just look at each other in amazement around here. Like, who knew? You know, when we thought when we opened the door, we're like, oh, it's a small space. Oh, wait, it's a big space. Like it just kept changing in our minds. Mm-hmm. When we opened, we look back at the pictures now and we're like, we had like nothing. we've adjusted so much. We've grown so much and we've had so much communication from the community in what they want, what they need, and just continually adding new ventures every day.
Yeah. Well, every time I come in here, you have new stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what are some of the biggest milestones or successes you've had since you've opened?
I would say also the same, growing.
Yeah.
There's growing pains with everything. You know, we tighten up what we want to make sure that it still feels very inviting, very open, very clean environment. But we just continue to incorporate what we feel is most needed at that season or that time. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it will always be that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got some products that get through our radar just under it. And then we're like, not good enough. And we clearance them out and bring something new into place. We like to work with locals. So we, reaching out, finding new sources is also sometimes a struggle, just trying to see who's out there locally before we have to go, outside of our area.
I love that. Yeah.
But just marketing is also, you know, like, where is it that you look for people like us? You know, where do we reach out to you? So that's also a piece that we struggle with now and then. Although we starting to see a larger influx of locals, we were reaching a outside parameter that wasn't mm-hmm. local in the mm-hmm. beginning. So we're we seem to be hitting a little bit better in that, but that is definitely a struggle for us. So,
sure. Speaking of local, I know a lot of times when you open up a business in a small town, sometimes it takes a while for the community to find you and stuff. So how is the Syracuse community embraced the Polka Dot Tale?
For those who have found us, they have really spoken highly of the need. Also, we are a year-round business. We're not seasonal, so we're health and wellness focused, and sickness doesn't decide when to pick by convenience.
Right.
So we are available, and we have a lot to take advantage of this, but we are available after hours as well. So
that's good to know.
If they call or message us with a need, we try to accommodate as quickly as possible. So we are only open Wednesday through Saturday, but Mondays and Tuesdays we are available by appointment. And honestly, any time that we're not open, if somebody's sick, we want them to reach out so that we can get in and get them the product.
That's great. Now, speaking of products, have you seen any trends among your customers lately?
It's interesting because we laugh because we can have something that nobody has touched, and then a day or two later, we talk about it, and then lo and behold, three or four customers will buy that same product 2-3 days in a row. And we're like, it didn't sell for, you know, for whatever. And then all of a sudden, that's what everybody wants.
Yep.
I think sometimes it's tied to social media, what you're seeing online as far as what the new trend as far as, you know, when heavy metals are a topic or when false fragrances are a topic, all those things. It does trend here as well.
That's right. Now, you're recently launched, you're getting ready to launch, well, I guess by the time this airs, you probably have launched it already, a Loyalty Pod Rewards Program.
Sure.
Can you tell us how that works?
Sure. So a pod is a group of or a family of whales. So that's where the name comes
from. Perfect.
We continue to play on that theme all the way through. Our Loyalty Pod will be our customer's opportunity to basically join or give us enough information that they can earn polka dots towards their next purchase of earning better bucks. So when you earn your polka dots, you can apply them towards coupons and savings and free money or product promotions. So it's all in the works. It's debuting on Saturday. So we still have about 3 days to perfect it, but it will definitely be beneficial. So we've been accumulating things like birth dates, phone numbers, and names for the last few months, and now we're ready to actually provide you a return on that.
Well, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, I see your store has like different sections, and I noticed a new section called a homesteading area. Mm-hmm. What can customers expect from that?
So I think that you tie together a lot. Some terms that people might know are crunchy or scrunchy. I think we're more of a scrunchy climate, and you're looking at me like, what does that mean? I eat a potato chip and it's crunchy.
Right.
So it's those parents or members of the society that avoid the extra toxins, the false color, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. false fragrances, the colors, mm-hmm. vaccinations, the different types of levels of where they want to be holistic. Mm-hmm. That same group tends to a lot of times be very self-reliant. So they're gardeners, they're bakers, they're canners, all those things. So that's been a huge request. And being customer-led, we want to follow through with that. So we're going to start with sourdough and some basic kitchen transformations. Mm-hmm. That will debut on Saturday as well.
Okay.
And it'll be soon followed by things like stainless steel pots and pans, cast iron, some other basically non-toxic and clean mm-hmm. Household things. So yeah, that's where we're going with that.
That's great.
And everything, like I said, has a season. So we may do sourdough now and then roll over into something else. We're only in a small space, so we have to grow with that.
Okay. Well, you're doing a great job. Now, do you have any special events coming up or anything? I know it's your 6-month anniversary, but do you have any other special events or things coming up?
So we do have our 6-month event this Saturday, which I know will air after that.
Well, this is actually today. If you're listening to this on Saturday, it's today.
Yeah, perfect. True. So I will clarify, our 6-month celebration is February 22nd.
There you go.
So if you're listening to this after that, we've already had that, but we will continue to do events between now and August. August will be our 1 year, and we will, of course, do a large celebration for that, but we'll have several things between now and then with the summer coming and spring. I don't have those all in print yet and what they're going to be, but you can watch our social media or our website to find out that information always.
Sounds great. Now, your mission and focus, you prioritize non-toxic, eco-friendly, and clean products. Mm-hmm. Why is that important to you?
I do feel that the root of all things that we struggle with in life as far as health and wellness comes from a cause within. And a lot of that is based on the things that we put into our body. The saying, you are what you eat, really mm-hmm. is more true than people really want to give mm-hmm. it credit for. So obviously yeah. not going to turn into a piece of fruit if we eat all fruit, but mm-hmm. if that fruit is laced with toxins or pesticides, we are going to have mm-hmm. side effects from that. Yeah. So that's the focus that we have, is just kind of cleaning up, going back to the way that it was in our, mm-hmm. you know, before even us, mm-hmm. Where things were not all covered in all the pesticides, and we didn't care that it wasn't bright. We didn't even know that bright was bright.
Right.
You know, what we looked at as food was fine until somebody told us it should be a different color.
Right, right.
So yeah, those are our inspirations for trying to bring things back to natural.
Sure, sure. Well, I've noticed that even at some of the other stores, like the new meat markets that have yeah. opened up lately, mm-hmm. you see their organic meat, mm-hmm. and it's not the bright red hamburger like you see,
no.
but it's way healthier for you.
Yeah, it's shocking how much things they add to different things to make the eye appeal.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know those donuts sure look good to me when I walk by them. So what advice would you give to someone like me mm-hmm. looking to transition to a healthier, more sustainable lifestyle?
I would say start small and don't try to learn everything at once or mm-hmm. you will get overwhelmed and you'll quit altogether. Mm-hmm. We are a good resource for helping you transition from a typical everyday life that we've always known to cleaning and weeding out some things from our lives. I will say that what we usually tell people is to start with hormone disruptors, because our hormones are responsible for the majority of our okay. everything.
Okay.
And that would be just to start eliminating false fragrances, artificial colors, and some preservatives that cause other damage as well. And when you walk in here, those are things you don't have to worry about, because we've made sure that our products do not carry the false fragrances or the mm-hmm. synthetic dyes.
Right. Oh, that's great. My daughter's telling me this same stuff all the time.
All the time.
So for those who haven't visited yet, what would you say to invite them in?
I would say we're here. We're happy. We're welcoming.
We
love people. That is honestly, if we went back to your first question of what inspired it, mm-hmm. People. I am not a sit behind a computer kind of person. Mm-hmm. I have to have interaction with people for just... that's what makes me happy.
Oh, you
so
should tell.
I love when people come in. I love to tell you what I know, but I also love to learn from you as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nobody can know everything. There's always something to learn, and that's what I thrive on. So I would love to see you, meet you, and help you make a splash of better.
That's awesome. Well, every time I come in here, people do. They seem very happy, mm-hmm. very energized and stuff just to be here. And you're mm-hmm. you're a big, huge part of that. So tell us where people can actually physically find your store
okay.
And stay updated on what's happening, maybe on social media about the polka dot tail.
Sure. So we're looking at 201 East Bowser Road. We are the Sweet Bee. We are next to Elite Design, across from Pizza Hut.
Yes, yes.
All the things, right? We're between the Frog and Chubby's. So
yes,
if you're familiar with
Frog
Syracuse,
and Chubby's.
That's like the main point.
Yeah, down from the bowling alley. Yep.
Right? So that's where we're located. But you can always find us at pretty much anything, the polka dot tail. So our website is www.thepolkadottail.com. Our Instagram is the polka dot tail. Our Facebook is the polka dot tail. We are a tail based on a whale. So it is T-A-I-L, not the tail of a story.
Oh, right, right.
So just got to get it spelled right and you'll find us.
Yeah, well, I love your logo. It's really fun too. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming in and talking to me today and just helping us get the word out.
Yeah, well, tell Marlene you heard her on BizBuzz on Kensington Media. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. All you got to do is email all the information. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.